anybody else? Well, I can't advocate that you understand that criminal, or that might get the boys into trouble, but I can tell you this, that you can start what I call an endless thing. If you can get your terms to write, objectively, here is the statement Mr. Kennedy's office gave me this himself. Mr. Smith, who succeeded Mr. Kennedy, took over his office, was in his office and gave me this. For release to AM, that means morning papers, August 26th. He delivered it on the 25th. And it says here, Israel is here to stay. That Israel is here to stay. It is a national commitment. Special obligation on the Democratic Party. The White House must take the lead. American intervention. We will act promptly and decisively against any nation in the Middle East which attacks its neighbor. I propose that we make clear to both Israel and the Arab states our guarantee that we will act with whatever force and speed are necessary to halt any aggression by any nation. Well, do you call the return of people to their homeland aggression? Is Mr. Kennedy going to do that? Suppose 3 million Mexicans came into Texas and drove the 6 million Texans into the deserts of Arizona and New Mexico. Suppose these Mexicans were slipped in there armed, the Texans are disarmed, and one night they drove them all out of Texas, and they declared themselves the Republic of the Alamo. What would the United States say? Would we say it's aggression for these Texans to try to get their homes back from these Mexican thieves? Suppose the Negroes in Alabama were secretly armed by the Soviets, and overnight they rose up and drove all the whites into the swamps of Mississippi and Georgia and Florida, drove them out completely, and they declared themselves the Republic of Pan or the Republic of something or other. Would we call it aggression if these people, the whites of Alabama, tried to go back to their homes? What would we think if the Soviet Union said, no, those Negroes now occupy them, let them there? Or if the Soviet Union said, no, those Mexicans are in Texas, they declared themselves a sovereign state, leave them there. You have plenty of room in Utah and Nevada. Settle them elsewhere. Would we have...